This is Todd Kennedy on WFIT 89.5 FM, and I am pleased to welcome back to our studio Casey Turner.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. And it's been a little while since we spoke to you last, and you've been very busy touring.
Yeah, I just got back from Indonesia. I was in Bali, touring Bali. And
man, what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, giant beach parties and good stuff like
and
that.
And you get to play out there?
Yeah, I played, I actually played the band out there called Ulu Roots. And so I just bring my ukulele and jam with those guys.
Does that band mix some Indonesian music, like native?
No, they're more just reggae.
Reggae?
Yeah, it's a reggae band, yeah.
And did you get to do some surfing out there too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I know you, again, you've been very busy touring around and making some music, and you're one of the hardest working musicians out there that we know. So,
man, I'm on the grind. I eat, sleep, and breathe it, you know, just keep it going.
And Casey Turner will be performing this Friday night at Florida Tech's Homecoming Fest, and he'll be opening the show for Matt and Kim. That should be pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. Should be a good time.
Big free concert in downtown Melbourne on Friday. So, why don't you play us a song?
Got it. Let's do a song called Never Want to Go Home. It's off of the No Stress Express album. I'm going to do some live loops, so just record it up as I go.
As far as I can tell, we got East Coast winds. us while singing. We could just stay right here forever. We'd always be together. We could live along the beach side.
Some island beach rock here on WFIT 89.5 FM with Casey Turner. I feel like I'm on a surf trip right now.
That's right. That's the effect.
Now, you graduated from Florida Tech, right?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a degree in mechanical engineering?
Yeah, I went to school for mechanical engineering.
And then you started working for NASA at the Kennedy Space Center?
Yeah, Kennedy Space Center.
Were you involved building rockets and rocket ships?
Well, I did the main propulsion systems, specializing in some main propulsion systems for shuttle.
Now, during that time, you were also, you played in various bands, right? And there was a popular surf rock band, Liquid Image, right?
Yeah, a little punk rock kind of surf rock band. Yeah, Liquid Image.
So you were building rocket engines during the day and then playing punk rock at night?
Yeah, punk rocket science, we called it. Good time. It was such good times back then. We played all the venues and parties. There was a venue called the Power Station, or it's called the Zoo or the Asylum. They changed names, but that was a bigger venue we loved playing.
Yeah, and a lot of your music became very well known because it was used in some surfing movies and other extreme sport videos as well.
Yeah, I got Kevin Welsh at a Satellite Beach. He found me and was like, hey, can we use your songs? Like, yeah, cool. And then we just, became friends, and then we ended up doing tours. And we had a whole band going up and down the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good times.
And then eventually you moved to California, right?
Yeah, I just I packed up my stuff in a truck and moved to Beverly.
Like the Beverly Hillbillies?
More like San Diego I moved to, yeah.
Yeah. Now, was that a bit of a culture shock coming from the East Coast of Florida to California?
Oh, yeah. I moved there, I think it was October. And then so the season went through into winter, and it was colder than I expected it.
The water's a lot colder there,
right?
The
water's a lot colder, yeah. But this year it's been actually pretty warm. So, but anyway, so I moved, and then summer came, and I was like, I met some people hanging out on the beach, and it was like July, and it's 72, and I'm like, well, which is great weather, but I was like, so when does it warm up? And they looked at me like, this is warm, like what? So it was a little bit of a shock weather-wise. I was used to, you know, everyone who lives in Florida, they're used to 80 degrees, you know, and humidity. You know?
Yeah, and sweating all the time.
Yeah, sweating. I don't miss it. I'm just saying.
Now, is that where you sort of developed your one-man band project in California?
Yeah, well, actually, I continued on with the punk band Liquid Image, but it just kind of was hard to start up again without the right guys. That was part of the formula, and I still put some stuff together. I'm probably gonna put out another Liquid Image song just because I can do it once in a while. But I started going to Hawaii. My sister had moved to Hawaii, and she's been there for like 8 years. So I was going back and forth between California and Hawaii because it's only like about 5-hour flight, and then slowly just. You know, the island just got into me, you know, vibe, it was such a good feel. And I was like, I ran out of angst. So I was like, this is not sustainable, 190 beats per minute.
It's hard to be a punk rocker when you're kind of mellow.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. You have nothing to complain about. Like, you're good. You're like, hey, this is awesome. Yeah, things, life's good. So I picked up an ukulele and I was like, I strummed it. And I was like, oh yeah. And it was over. Yeah. I just loved it.
So then and you were off and running then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you play us another song now?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I'm going to switch over to guitar real quick.
I met this girl named Sammy Lee on the street in Waikiki, clothing model with a counting the green. From that day on, she would design Korean clothes, a dime in mine. She found the rainbows ending just in time. And I believe there's something more than just this world. Well, the aloha in this girl ain't hard to see, hard to see. And I can see all the possibilities, all the numbers on these streets where we meet in Waikiki. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh. A yoga girl named Tamasi, captain of Kayamoki. She dates a guy named Scoop from Tennessee. Spent their days under the sun. He worked at Duke's, but just for fun. She drinks those Mai Tais, down they go, one by one. And I believe there's something more than just this world. Well, the aloha in this girl ain't hard to see, hard to see. And I can see all the possibilities, all the numbers on these streets where we meet in Waikiki. Whoa-oh-oh-oh. Exit 25B, Kaimuki. Rainbow March, got the Dukan Kimchi. J-O-J, H1 East. Headed into the town, but I'm taking the back streets. 100 different reasons why we came to the island. Same 100 reasons, ends in a smile. I'm back on the rock. Into the scene, I got 98.5 dialed into the green. It's been a long time since I rock and roll. Been a long time since that saved my soul. Bringing it up, raising the vibes. If the rain's coming down, we take it to the other side. Sisters on the South Shore, hold around. brothers on the North Shore hold it down. West is best, look east through the trees. Sun starts to set, but it's blowing a warm breeze. Friday night, the shack was bumping. Lulu's in the background mixing up something. Girl takes my hand and said, you're coming with me. Down to Coconut Willie's cause I open past three. Sammy is the one with the short dress on. Shaney is a shorty, hair is long. It's island style, this is the way. Aloha 5000 and have a nice day. Believe there's something more than just this world. The aloha in this girl ain't hard to see. Hard to see, and I can see all the possibilities, all the numbers on these streets where we meet. And someday I'll make my way back to this place, live my life on a way. I need to get away from all the problems we create. We never had them anyway. You'll see in Waikiki. Whoa, oh, 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 in Waikiki. Whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 in Waikiki.
Bringing some island style to WFIT, that is Casey Turner with In Waikiki, sounding great.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
Thank you again for coming into WFIT today. And you can see Casey Turner performing Friday night, opening the show for Matt and Kim, all part of FIT Homecoming Fest going on in downtown Melbourne, a big free concert. It's going to be crazy down there.
It's going to be awesome. Good times. Come on down, check it out.
Yeah. Now, you have been touring around a lot, and I assume you play like all different unique places. Is there one particular place that kind of stands out?
I suppose I tour Hawaii a lot, so I do like to play the Mai Tai Bar. It's in Ala Moana. It's if you ever go out to the island of Oahu on Maui, or island of Oahu down in Honolulu, there's a the Mai Tai Bar is located in the Ala Moana shopping mall, and it's actually on the top floor of this mall, and there's no walls to the place, so you just go up to the top, and then you have the stage, you get there, and you jam, and it goes throughout the entire mall. It's just awesome. It's like this, and you can check it, you see the ocean, it's awesome.
Oh, nice,
yeah,
nice.
I love that spot, yeah.
Now, while you were in California, I just back to your engineering degree that you got from Florida Tech. When you moved to California, you worked with a company that developed H2 fuel cells for cars.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting work.
Oh, yeah, it was really good. It was hydrogen fuel cells. I just kind of applied, and I applied out there, and they accepted me right away, and I got in there and started developing the fuel cell engines, so to speak. They run off of air and hydrogen, which creates the electricity with a reaction
in
the fuel cell. And then you get byproduct being water. And it was just really cool technology, you know.
Now, I know, I mean, that seems to be a very timely thing. I mean, I know a lot of car manufacturers are moving in that direction, but it seems been kind of slow.
Oh, it's been very slow.
So, is the process very complicated?
Well, what happened was it was, you know, there's a lot of hurdles to overcome with that technology. So, and also, I think governments and those types of things need to get behind it more in order to push it. You know, it's kind of like the railroads. People saw a need for the railroad. They're like, let's get this built. They had tons of people out there building railroads as quickly as possible. You don't see that with the fuel cell. I mean, because we have oil. It's like, you know how that works.
Yeah. I guess you see a lot of oil rigs off the coast of California.
Yeah, you do.
Keep pumping. But do you think, since you've been involved in it, I mean, do you think someday, maybe in our lifetime, we'll be driving hydrogen fuel cell cars?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think one just came out. I think Toyota might have just put one out just recently. So.
Yeah. So let's go back to some music. I know you've been working hard on coming up with some new songs. Are you always writing?
Oh, yeah, constantly. It's a matter of just getting in and recording them is the difficult part, because I'm constantly either playing, touring, or, you know, so recording becomes like a little bit of a weak point of mine, getting in the studio and getting them recorded.
Right.
But I have a song here I'm going to play for you guys. It's called Arizona, and it's not after the state, but after the USS Arizona. It's on the bottom of the ocean in Pearl Harbor. I took a visit out when I was touring, and I took a visit out to the memorial, and I hadn't been out there before. And it was like pretty moving, you know, just be out there. And so I just came back. I talked to a guy. There's one guy left that is out on the out by the pier there, and he signs books. I was talking with him, and he's like in his 90s, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, so that must be a moving experience.
Oh, yeah, completely. So I wrote a song about it. I'm gonna play for you guys, record it up.
Yeah, let's hear it. We have Casey Turner on WFIT.
Yeah, the song's called Arizona.
Surprise, you have the rising sun stuck in your eyes. Morning in Ohio, pajamas. You heard the gunfire ripping away. Never gave you much of a choice. Stuck in the middle, couldn't deploy. You made your peace with all of the boys. Just couldn't get to you, girl. I was on my it's for your midnight oil out on the ocean. You never seen them coming. Going down, I said, sayonara. And on the bottom, I will see you again. The bottom, I will see you again. Yamamoto, that's what he said. Don't be looking for me to save you, cause you'd be taking fire on from the west. No, I wasn't always away. Living in the debt we might never repay. Hiroshima, what a mistake. We dropped that bomb for you, girl. I was on earth.
seen them coming. Going down, I said, sayonara. And on the bottom, when we see you again. The bottom, when we see you again. And on the bottom when we see you again. And on the bottom when we see you again.
Some island style loops with Casey Turner on WFIT.
Oh, thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in today. That was a blast.
Oh, I'm stoked to be here. It's awesome.
We got to go on a surf trip now. I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do this. Come on out to California and then we'll head off.
There we go. Well, we got a big party Friday night, all part of Florida Tech's Homecoming Fest with Casey Turner, Matt and Kim, and many others. The streets of downtown Melbourne will be rocking with the big free concerts. Hope to see everybody there, and I'll be sure to see you there, too.
Yeah, brother. Thank you.
Thanks again. This is Todd Kennedy. We've been speaking with Casey Turner on WFIT.